Welcome to DM a Dentist, your friendly neighborhood podcast, where Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike are here to make dental care approachable for everyone. Because everyone deserves a healthy smile without the fear.
Welcome back.
We are back. It's been a little while since we put out an episode, but we're really excited to be back.
I know, Rusty. It's been like a busy summer, man.
Yeah, we've been out hiking, camping, backpacking. I think you've been to a couple weddings.
Yeah, concerts.
Yeah, all the summer things.
Yeah.
Not to mention our exciting news coming up, too.
We have a new podcast studio. So we've been in the process of moving studios. Sorry, been a little behind on the content. But yeah, we're excited. We're almost moved into our new place. No promises. I don't know when we'll be done getting it ready. But yeah, new place.
Yep. So we're still in like our original studio, as you can see. But I'm super excited to show you the new space as we kind of get moving into there and as we get set up in the new space. So can't wait to show y'all once that happens. But
yeah, super excited about that. It'll be awesome. But I'm also super excited about the Olympics. It's been great. We just finished up this past week.
Yeah, and USA with the overall win. I saw, you know,
USA
tied China with 40 gold medals, but we got the overall medal count because we got more silver and bronze than they did. So
yeah, I think USA ended up with a total of 126 medals.
Yep, yeah. China had 91, so we got them there. So beat them by a sizable amount. Overall medal count is nice, but we know it's gold that matters. And we tied them there 40-40, but got the overall count. So
true. Yeah, and funny you say that. Gold was first given out at the Olympics in 1904 in St. Louis. So that was like the first gold medal, which is kind of
so
cool.
So it's been around a long time.
It's been a common thing.
Yeah. You know? The Olympics have obviously been around a lot longer than that, but gold, just the past, 100 a little over that. But gold has also been used in dentistry, actually for a lot longer than it's been used in the Olympics. Gold was used, you know, at least 2,500 years ago, maybe a little bit further back than that too, so.
Wow. Very cool. Yeah. So it's very old, isn't it?
It is. It's been around thousands of years. And I would say the most common use was like to replace missing teeth and to help, you know, like reattach or form a false tooth with gold or, you know, various other things gold was used for, like, you know, thousands of years ago.
Gold used in jewelry. Even back in the day, it was used in like cosmetic things for a while. Kind of like tooth gems today. Right. Tooth gems are our BC. Jewelry for your teeth.
They are. Seriously. I mean, they would like put a little line in the enamel and pop some gold in there, set it up and have a little bit of bling in the gold. Some people are still doing that today with tooth gems or various things like you mentioned. So it's definitely still commonly used today as well, gold. I would say most of the tooth gem type stuff are going to be like, you know, gems, diamonds, sapphires, things of that nature. But gold is definitely still commonly used. I would say it's more and more common within the last 100 years in dentistry.
Yeah.
But still definitely commonly used today.
Yeah, definitely very commonly used in mouths and jewelry, things like that. I mean, I still do gold crowns, and gold crowns I do at least 4 to 5 a month.
So. Right. And so would you say that's what, if you're using gold in your practice today, are you using it mostly for gold crowns?
Yeah, I would say mostly gold crowns. Yeah, that's what we normally do. I mean, crowns, right, which is something that covers the top of a tooth. So a crown is like a covering, kind of like you'd have like a porcelain crown or a cap people think of.
Right.
Yeah, so it's commonly used for that.
Right. And gold, I would say, definitely is going to be more commonly used like for back teeth for people, right? There's obviously other options as well for crowns, tooth colored options that we'll get into a little bit more. But if you're going to use gold in a case for a crown, why would you use gold? Like, what's your reasoning on that?
Yeah, so like especially in back teeth, I don't know if people like a mouth kind of operates like a hinge. So sometimes in the back we have less space. So when we're preparing that tooth for a crown, we need space for the tooth, but also the material. And sometimes we don't have enough space. So gold can still be thinner than like a porcelain crown you'd think of, and we can still be just as strong. So that's sometimes I ask patients, hey, it's in the back of your mouth. Are you okay having gold? Because we can get away with a little bit less space.
Right. So yeah, especially useful on the back teeth where kind of those very back teeth can be pretty short to begin with. Allows us to, you know, keep as much tooth there as possible. And, you know, some people I will say also liked gold in the front, like we were saying, tooth gems, gold, a whole gold crown in the front. That's totally an option as well. I've never done anything so far forward that it's right in someone's smile with gold, but the option is certainly there, and there are definitely patients
out
there.
Actually, that at the VA, we did some gold in the front. I did some gold.
Did you?
Like crowns in the front. I mean, older people generally like gold, and
yeah,
they'll do it in the front.
It can be beautiful. When it's really nicely high polished, it's like a high noble gold with a lot of really, really nice quality gold in there. It's beautiful and it's really nicely polished. So it can be good. But I would say a majority of people would probably not choose gold, especially on a front tooth. So what other types of options are there for people that need a crown up front?
Yeah. So people often say like porcelain, but we have a couple of types of, I say porcelain in quotes, but we have traditional porcelain, which is just porcelain. Emax and then zirconia. These are the kind of the main three that look like teeth.
Right, right. And zirconia, let's start into that one. What is zirconia?
Zirconia, well, okay, Rusty. So zirconia, it is a metal. So I often tell people like, I don't want metal in my mouth, but zirconia is a metal, but it's different than the amalgam. We'll kind of get in that later. Yeah. Zirconia is a white powdered metal oxide and it's in the titanium family. And it can be pretty thin, but it can also be pretty like strong, right?
Right.
So like we... So yeah, that's zirconia. I'll let Rusty talk about the next thing.
So I would say zirconia is one you would use typically, again, like on a back tooth.
If you have space.
If you have space. And it can also be on the thinner side. Like it doesn't need as much room as a porcelain crown would need. So zirconia can be pretty thin as well. Also, zirconia is a really good material for people that are going to like heavily grind their teeth because it's super, super strong. And so I think zirconia is going to be a good option in that case, as well as gold, you know, for back teeth. Zirconia has come a long way recently as well, where it's more and more translucent. And it is more, which means it's more aesthetic. It looks nicer, essentially, you know, because translucency is super important. And a material, another tooth colored material that has great translucency is called Emax. And that's the material that I use most commonly when I do crowns. It's formerly called lithium disilicate, but it just goes by Emax. And it's basically like a tooth colored glass or a quartz material that has a lot of translucency, can look really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's nice when you have like strength, but also aesthetics, right?
Right.
Because we often think of metal as strong, porcelain as weak, but now we're kind of blending the two, which is great. And translucency is important because that material looks more like a tooth, things like that.
Yep, yep. And another reason I like Emax is the way that it kind of is glued onto the tooth, because with any crown, there's like a dental glue that's used to leave the crown in place. And with the Emax material, you can actually chemically bond it to the tooth, whereas kind of those gold and zirconias are going to be more reliant on like the physical properties or mechanical retention.
Mechanical. What does that mean? Mechanical.
So, you know, basically for the older materials, it's kind of like a glue, or like think of like a mortar between bricks. It's kind of a material that goes there as an intermediate and kind of holds the tooth and the crown together as like a super glue.
Huh. I mean, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And like, I guess the opposite, or not the opposite, but a different option from that would be where we say bonding, right?
Right.
So bonding, instead of like adding another material, bonding penetrates the tooth and crown, kind of like essentially blends the molecules, creating a chemical bond that is stronger.
Right. Right.
So
for
that's
sure.
What's we, you know, newer things in dentistry.
Yep. So we're kind of getting into the weeds a little bit about some of the, you know, chemical properties and the mechanics of some of these materials, but why does any of this matter? Like if you're a patient and you need a crown is a crown. If it's a front tooth, you're probably going to choose a tooth colored option. If it's a back tooth, you might have a little bit more leeway in that.
Yeah.
Again, some people want gold in the front, which is totally cool as well.
Yeah.
But why does any of this matter? Like what are all these different materials or bonding? Why does any of this matter?
Well, it matters. So we have different materials based on, you know, just like we have different things in electronics, iPhones like that. We kind of progress through the timeline.
That's true. Yeah. And I think, you know, advances in medicine is important, right? Like the different type of materials, like these Emax materials, kind of allow you to save more healthy tooth structure because we can actually chemically bond it and don't rely just on like the physical properties. So getting into a little bit of the weedy stuff of it, but it's just cool to see the advances, and it's a cool time to be a dentist.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And it's nice to be able to save more tooth structure.
True.
But people often ask me, like, you know, we talked about what crowns are made of, but what are, like, we do probably a lot of fillings. What are those made of? Like, what comprises of that? What we call composite resin, the tooth-colored, natural-looking filling.
Yeah. So kind of like how we broke down crowns into like the metal options versus kind of the tooth colored options. I would say fillings are kind of the same way. There's going to be two big buckets of fillings. It's going to be a tooth colored filling, or it's going to be a metal silver amalgam type filling.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like you said, people often ask you a lot of times what fillings are made of. And, you know, I would say most of what we're going to do is kind of the tooth colored option. So, yeah. You know, I would say that's majority of what people are going to ask. So what is the tooth colored? Yeah, the composite resin.
Ah, okay.
Is the tooth colored.
Because everyone pretty much knows these metal fillings, what they're made of. We'll talk about that in a second. But composite resin, tooth colored, it's made of tiny particles like silica, glass, quartz. These molecules chemically cure once we add that blue light that we close our eyes to. But yeah, once we add that blue light, it kind of allows it to shape it, harden, and yeah, then that's what that is. So it's made of like silica, things like that, like harder materials. Yeah.
So basic process, you know, we're going to remove like the cavity from the tooth, and then we're going to, you know, fill it up with this tooth colored composite resin material, shape it, set it up, and just make sure everything feels just like it does when you had your normal tooth there.
Yeah.
Brushes, eats, flosses, does all the things just like normal. And again, like you said, the good analogy is this composite resin is the newer, more updated version, whereas the older kind of, you know, older version is the silver amalgam.
Yeah. I mean, you can think of it like the amalgams is like when the iPhone first came out in 2007. Yeah,
exactly.
And then it's kind of comparing that to today's model. Like it's dramatically different. I mean, I had it. Did you have it?
I didn't have an iPhone originally. I actually just recently converted. I have been an Android guy forever, but iPhone, I'm on
iPhone.
We're
not judging him. I'm sure Androids are great, but iPhone is, I don't know, the best.
It's been good so far. I'm not going to lie.
Guys, it took over a year for him to say that he liked it.
But yeah, I do like it. It's been great for the podcast as well. AirDrop.
AirDrop's a lifesaver.
Yeah, thank goodness. But yeah, you know, these, again, kind of like most patients are probably not going to want a gold crown in the front. Some do. Most patients today are not going to want a silver filling, but there's a lot of dentists out there that still use them.
It's not a bad thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think there's certain circumstances that amalgam can be really useful too.
Like, I liked my flip phone for a lot of reasons.
And, you know, like moisture control.
Things like that.
You know, reasons.
Jokes
and
aside, it does work.
Amalgam is very useful.
It does work.
And good. But most people are not going to opt for that. So most of it's going to be tooth colored. So.
Yep, exactly. I can't even offer amalgam. I don't have it.
Yeah, we don't have it in our office either. I have not done an amalgam since dental school. Have you?
The VA.
Do you do one at the VA?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair. Yep. Yeah. So I mean,
the VA, we still do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times they do, you know, like one of my assistants volunteers at or works at these like military readiness events. And most of those are going to be amalgam fillings too, because it's a lot less materials that are needed. And you have to
true.
Have the bonding, the etch, you know, the all.
And the military wants tried and true.
Yeah. Yeah. And amalgam has been around for, you know, tried and true for decades.
Yeah.
But again, we're not against amalgam. It has its uses out there. It's still a great material, but it's just kind of an update to the way things are done. It's kind of like, you know, the way impressions are taken for our patients. Traditionally, impressions are kind of a big goopy material going in a tray that kind of sets up in your mouth. And nowadays, it's mostly digital scans. Not mostly, but definitely trending that direction.
Yeah.
My office does just digital scans for all of our crowns and just overall cases and things as well. So
yeah, you used to have to do traditional impressions for everything. So
yeah,
it's awesome.
Yep.
What is alginate made of, Rusty?
Alginate. So that's one of those kind of goopy impression materials that goes, you know, to help make these models or impressions of your mouth. And it's made of brown algae, actually.
Oh.
So kind
organic.
Of the organic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. The brown algae alginate. but you know, guys, we missed you. We're happy to be back. Sorry for the break. Summer gets a little crazy. Of course, we're out there enjoying everything.
And we hope you all are too.
But we're happy to be back. And again, we're having that new podcast studio coming soon. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of DM a Dentist, brought to you by Dose of Dental. And thank you for your interest in improving your oral health. If you'd like your questions answered by Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike, visit us at doseofdental.com or DM us on Instagram at @yourdailydoseofdental.